They're cold. As you know, it's the weeks of Shavuot now, where the Arizal says that these are weeks which are mesukol, a person can misaken. Givisa chatoim is a nekuda which is negated to this. I spoke about it a few years ago. Yehuda reminded me, but it's an important zach. It's kedai to hear it again. Rashi says over here, "Vehikol nefesh yetsi yerach Yaakov shivim nefesh v'yosef hayu b'mitzrayim." Says Rashi, "What's the chiddush yosef hayu b'mitzrayim?" We know that. Says Rashi, "El lahidiyachet tzitkasa she yosef." Who Yosef haroyes tzayin aviv? He was the same Yosef when he was his father's shepherd. Who Yosef shayu b'mitzrayim v'nasa melech v'avim b'tzitzkoy? In all the matzavim, Yosef atzadik stayed the same. That's the maila of Yosef. That's the tzitzkosei of Yosef. Stated in Rashi that the tzitzkosei of Yosef, it's no big chachma to do a one-time tzitzkos. A person has a spurt of excitement and he does. It's like a valdige meise tzitzkos. That's not a chachma. Tzitzkosei of Yosef is the hidiachet tzitzkosei of Yosef is that there was a continuity. That from the time that he was a roya son aviv, until the time that he was Melech in Mitzrayim and he went through all the Gilgulim that he went through, nothing changed. He was the same tzaddik from beginning to end. What's Taka Deb Shad then? Rabbi Yochum says that he says a Nakuda, then I want to say a slightly different Nakuda, but it's all more or less the same thing. Rabbi Yochum says, you all know there's a famous Chazal that says that Klal Yisrael, they were zeicher to the Gula because of the four Shaloshinus. Shaloshinu es Shloshinam, Shaloshinu es Mabusham, Shaloshinu es Shemam. They didn't change. Is the normal pshat that is that it's a b'schus hazah, it's Gula. If you do these three things, it's b'schus zeh. Rabbi Yochum says that's not a pshat. The pshat is not that it was a skula, because they didn't change the name, they didn't change the clothing, they didn't change the language. It wasn't a skula. Rabbi Yochum says the pshat is it was a test. Klal Yisrael were ready to go out of Mitzrayim when they existed, when they had a metzias to them. Kol zman that there's no metzias called Klal Yisrael, there's nothing to take out. Metzias Mitzrayim, you have to take out a Klal Yisrael. There's a metzias ruchnius, there's a spiritual entity called Klal Yisrael which exists. Rabbi Yochum says that the test to see whether something exists or not, whether there's a mitzias there, whether there's a binyan, whether it's emes, is if every day it changes. If the word is that Klal Yisrael comes to Mitzrayim and they see that there is a new style there that the Mitzrayim are wearing, oh, I just heard now that I got updated this morning that what are these things called in the pants there, these creases?
Pleats.
They're out. They just went out this week. But it arrived here. I'm updated. Is the pshat is what's pshat shaloshinu es mabusham? The mitzvim one day started to stop wearing pleats, these long robes, right? They stopped wearing pleats. So the Klal Yisrael stopped wearing pleats. Did the guys stop wearing pleats? Put on pleats, put back pleats into the robes. Is the pshat is? So what does that mean? It means you don't have anything from yourself. You don't exist. One day like this, one day like that. One day talk like this, one day talk like that. One day talk like that. One day everything has no. It means every wind that comes and every hashpah that comes from the outside, you give in to, you change it. If that's a simin from the etzem shakiness that one day like this and one day like that. It means you don't exist. You don't have a mitzias, and your whole mitzias is dependent on the outside. Is Ruchu saying it's like a valde gazach? Shaloshinu Hashemor Zishar Shalayim. It's not the pshat that b'schus these three mitzvahs that they did. But when Klal Yisrael came to a matzav of shtarkeit, that they weren't mushpa, and they didn't change, they weren't wishy washy, is that was a simin that there's a thing called the Klal Yisrael. There's an entity over here that's able. There's a binyan over here that's able to stand up to the winds. There's a metzias here. If there's a metzias here, that means somebody created something over here to stand up against the winds of Shalashinu Eshamam L'Shainam Mabusham, it's very hard. Is vice versa, there's something here. They say when the Satmar Rebbe came to New York, so he tried to, nobody went with a Shtreimel in New York. Nobody. And he tried to get his Hasidim to put on a Shtreimel, to put on the Lavush. So they said, nobody goes. So he says, Vart, don't worry. There'll come a time when Bor Park, nobody will go without. And this guy in Dvorov, is the pshat is, because there's a mitzias of not being mushma from the outside. But you can only not be mushma from the outside if you have something on the inside. You have nothing on the inside, so the wind blows right through, knocks the building down. But a building that has foundation. That's the pshat, that Kleistel was zeichet tzitzias Mitzrayim because of the shalashinus, because the stability that they had was a sign that they're ready to go out. That's a sign that there's a mitzias here, there's something here. It's not some empty zach. If Yosef HaTzadik blived bitzit kosoi in all the matzavim, roya sign of him, and then he was sold, and then he was in the house of Potiphar with the wife, with the nisoyin, and then he was in jail, and then Melech Mitzrayim, and in the same in all the situations he blived the same thing. Who bitzit kosoi? Who bitzit kosoi? Who bitzit kosoi? Who Yosef? It's Abu Yosef. Is what does that show us? That there's a thing called Yosef. There's something there. Because if there's nothing there, so one day Azam Matzav, then Azam Matzav, and then another situation, and every situation changes. Is in that it was who Yosef Shteita, who Bitzit Kosei, Shteita Yosef is a tzaddik. Because if he wouldn't be a tzaddik, then the first sign of weakness would be that whenever the wind blows that way, he would fall apart. So that means Yosef HaTzadik made himself into something. He built himself into something. There was a bear there. There was something there. There was a metzias of Ruchnius. If a person wants to be able to stand up to the shinuyim, the shalosh shinuyim which surround us a million times a day, a shalosh shinuyim starts that while you're davening you're distracted. A shalosh shinuyim starts that while you're learning somebody distracts you. Shalosh shinuyim means you started and you stopped a project in Ruchnius because somebody else took you out of it. There's no end to shalosh, and then it's a big things where you take a certain mahalach in life, and somebody says, "What are you doing?" It's an Irish guy, so you say, "Yeah, you're right." And then the other guy says, "Fakir, you do like that." And your neighbor did like that. Your neighbor has a Zach car. What's that? Shalashino. You know, I'm going to buy a car also. The other guy has a Zach suit. The other guy sends his kids to a Zach school. The other guy goes here for vacation. The other guy bought that. That's Shalashino. Shalashino means you have nothing from yourself. You never created anything in yourself. You have nothing of yourself. You don't have a mitzvah. So then any wind that's going to blow is going to blow you down. And the limud of who, mitzvah kasai, in all the matzavim is because there was something there be'etzim. There was a mitzvah there be'etzim. You all know that the inyan of Shoivivim is called Midas HaYisoid. Why is it called Midas HaYisoid? The inyan of Kedusha. Why is it called Midas HaYisoid? Is all the Midas HaYisoid first? Why is it called Yisoid? Because it's the foundation of a person. That's the foundation of a person. In order to have a building has to stand on a foundation. The deeper the foundation, if you don't have a foundation, b'chal, so you can have this huge building, we've spoken about it many times. A big building, a skyscraper, tower, Eiffel Tower. Comes a wind, blows it down. There's been a big building over there. Right? Twin Towers didn't have a foundation. Richtig. Came strong enough wind, knocked it down. Richtig. Is it didn't have a strong enough foundation? Something was able to knock it down. Took a big wind, the Seder. But there was something able to knock it down. Person has strong foundations. Nothing can knock you down. The foundation of a person is Midas HaYisoid. A person whose Midas HaYisoid is weak in the area of Kedusha, so there's nothing to be chal on him. That means you try to build a building of tefillah, of Torah, of mitzvahs, of Shabbos, tefillin, Midas Tavis, has nothing to be chal on. Because the foundation is rotten. That's the foundation of a person. Because in order for a person to have a Shaykh Avodas Hashem, to build a building on Avodas Hashem, you have to have a thing that's right for the Shekhinah to be there. So it's not the Zach, it's not the building, it's the Yisoid of the building. Nobody sees the Yisoid, right? Nobody sees the side. You go, you walk down the street in Manhattan, you have this huge time, everything's going to fall on you. You know what's going on under the surface. Yeah, you say, not you say, all of a sudden the house collapses, right? Every time you hear in the news, building collapse. What happened to the building? There's no foundations. Contractor decided, nobody's going to see. So Shah, why do you bring another truck? Bring about one truck less of cement. Nobody's going to know the difference anyway. Until the building collapses, until comes a test. Is the Yisoid is not the Zachatov. Yisoid is not Tefillin. Yisoid is not Shabbos. But you can't have a Gishmak out of Shabbos, and you can't have a Gishmak out of learning, and you can't have a Gishmak out of Mitzvahs, and you can't have a Gishmak out of Davening if there's no Yisoid. So there's nothing Chal on a person. That's why it's called Midas Yisoid. It's the foundation of everything. It's not the everything. But without a Yisoid, there's no Binyan, says the Ramban when he speaks about Migul. Right? It means Yisoid ain't Binyan. There's no Yisoid. How could there be a Binyan? There's nothing there. That's why it's called Midas Yisoid. Yosef HaTzadik, you all know it's Midas Yisoid. His Nisayin was in Kedusha. And Yosef HaTzadik is the Midas Yisoid brought down in Zohar HaKadosh and Chazal. Is the Hubitz at Kosoi, it's come out the only time, by the way, I think in Rashi all over Chumash, where such a thing is brought down about somebody. Correct? Am I right? Where the Rashi describes a person we don't find something anywhere else. The Nakuda of consistency in Avodas Hashem, the Nakuda of Shalei Shina, the Nakuda that is a Metzias, the Nakuda that's a building, that's with Midas Yisoid. If there's no foundation, there's no building. And if there's a Yisoid, then a person Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Which Olam? The Olam of the Mesiyos Hasharm in the beginning. Your own world. A person could be a Yisoid Olam. He can build his own world. It's Olam Ahaz, it's Olam Haba. But you have to have a Yisoid. And the secret of consistency in Avodas Hashem, and the secret of how high of a building, or how stark your building is, or how strong your building is being built, which winds you're building, which shaleshinu is your building able to stand up to, and how much of a mitzias and ruchnias you have, means a person learns, and a person davens, and a person keeps Shabbos, and a person does mitzvahs. How much cement do they actually give you? How many floors of ruchnias do you have from that? How much of a mitzias and ruchnias are you going to get from that? And the nafkamini is how much will stand up to the lashinui? That depends how much of yisoid you have. If there's a yisoid, then as deep as the yisoid is, that's how much learning you're going to pour in. You won't be able to pour in. You can sit in Kailo for 50 years. And you can do mitzvahs for 50 years. But you won't be, you have no way to pour it. Because no yisoid. Yisoid, you can't hold it. The foundation, you can't hold it. You're putting out, you pour more cement, what happens? Collapses. Because there's no yisoid. And you can only put in as much of the yisoid there is. And the Yisoid is the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, Vayonos, Vayetze HaChutzah.